It's called Crossroads.
Yeah. I'm already waiting in the sky. Or is it just the fire between my eyes? Waiting in our boats to set sail. See a door.
Blind Faith with Sea of Joy from the London Hyde Park concert, 1969. And we started off that set with Crossroads from the Cream Farewell concert. Yeah, that was it. Last time they played that. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to be playing everything that... you can imagine, whether it's Cream, Eric Clapton, Dirk and the Dominoes, solo work, you know, sitting in, playing with somebody in concert, whatever it might be. So another 50 minutes to go. So we have a question of the week for you. And let me just pull it up here so I can word it right. I know what the question is, of course. But, okay, so if you know the answer to this, write this down, 908-852-4255. 9088-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And if you are the first one to call in with the correct answer, you may win, if you haven't won anything from WNTI in the last 30 days, a gift card to Piggy's Deli and Bagels in Hackettstown and a gift card to Lifeline, smartphone and tablet repair. So you get both of those things just for having the right answer to a question. Isn't that something? It doesn't cost you any money, just a phone call. So here's the question. What Howlin' Wolf song written by Willie Dixon did the Rolling Stones perform with live with Eric Clapton? And there's a commercially available recording of it. What Howlin' Wolf song written by Willie Dixon did the Rolling Stones perform live with Eric Clapton? So 908-852-4545. And now we're going to play something. Let's see. We're going to play I Shot the Sheriff live.
Track me down, and they say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. I say, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. Goes
Yeah, that's Eric Clapton, as you can probably guess, live in Hyde Park, 1996, with I Shot the Sheriff. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we do have an answer to a bunch of answers, actually, all correct. Nobody was just taking a stab and guessing wrong. Everybody's 100% on tonight, so really good. Couldn't even answer all the phone calls. I think there was one person I put on hold that I don't think I got back, and I apologize for that. But anyway, so we do have an answer, and we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do the Eric influence. Just 1 minute.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Sweet Jane's Roadhouse, located on Main Street in Johnsonburg, open 4 p.m. to closing on Fridays. Sweet Jane's offers a menu featuring tapas, craft beers, and a wine list. Sweet Jane's also offers live entertainment, holiday gift baskets, baked goods, and on-premises catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
Okay, we're going to do the Eric influence. Each week we do this, most weeks, when we talk about a guitarist from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the aughts, or even the teens, I guess you'd call them, the 2000 whatevers. And this week we picked Pat Travers. And I'm just going to tell you about the song. It's called Edge of Darkness, and it's from the album Fidelis. And he just talks about how there was definite influence on this kind of woo sound, this kind of a woman sound that Eric was known for back in the day. That's all I'll say about it. So right now, we're going to play Pat Travers with Edge of Darkness.
Sunset more than the sunrise. Well, I lost my heart in San Francisco. I left it backstage at some show. Then carried on without a comma. Another heartless man who don't care where he go. Then carried on without a comma. Another heartless man who don't care where he go. I've been walking on the edge of darkness, just trying to carry my head alone. And every time that I get something started, couldn't turn that rust into shiny gold. So tear it down, it's time to go.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
clear that our love is here to stay.
That's this week's Judy Moment. That's Our Love Is Here to Stay, Eric Clapton from a recent album, Old Sock. And we started that set off with Pat Travers with Edge of Darkness. And he basically, you know, he was influenced by Eric Clapton, particularly in the way he approached that whole tone that he got with that with the guitar, which is not just a matter of amps and guitar strings and stuff. It's just the way you play also. So another very influenced person. And then we heard Edge of Darkness by Eric Clapton, totally different song, but that's from a TV series in aired on the BBC in England called Edge of Darkness, a kind of crime show kind of thing. And it's a whole album of soundtrack stuff that Eric did. And then again, we ended with Our Love Is Here to Stay. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're going to take a break and come back with some Interesting. It's going to be from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. It's questionable quality of this particular track, but you might find it interesting.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. This week, we're joined by friends old and new, Jorma Kaukonen and Joe Pretty. Plus, we'll have an Achievement Awards story about a couple who are helping to fight poverty and domestic violence on the reservation. This week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year. Coming to the Newton Theater on May 1st, Todd Rundgren. More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
So, you've been listening to WNTI, and all of a sudden, something new comes along. Who was that, you ask? With the WNTI Music Shop, now you can find all of the answers. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the WNTI Music Shop link on the homepage. Here you will find a listing of all the current new music. Visit WNTI Music Shop at WNTI.org today.
Nice grey hat, here's a fairly useless fact. The jaws of sheep chew round and round.
Big fat men at half a crown.
Use your eyes and tongues and toes, and you will hear how all things go.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug a love and shout.
suspicion. Give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. After midnight, wanna shake your tambourine. After midnight, gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, leave an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Suspicion, give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. I see. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Yes, that was Eric Clapton with J.J. Cale, or should I say J.J. Cale with Eric Clapton, with J.J.'s After Midnight from the Crossroads Guitar Festival 2004. That was the one that was recorded in Dallas, Texas. And before that, we heard Paper Round, which it turns out I had played that on the show, I guess, about a year ago. I'm trying not to be repetitive here, but it was a year ago. Not the greatest recording, but it's what it's the only one that was available. From the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from the album Meet the Bonzos, Paper Round. And that obviously featured Eric Clapton on lead guitar there. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we have 5 correct answers, no incorrect answers, just a couple of calls that we couldn't get, so apologize for that. But the question was, what is the only, I believe, Willie Dixon, well, actually Howlin' Wolf song that was written by Willie Dixon, but Howlin' Wolf made it popular, that the Rolling Stones recorded with Eric Clapton and commercially released? And that is, the answer is Little Red Rooster, and it's on the Flashpoint album, the Rolling Stones album Flashpoint. And let's see, Scott from Newton knew that, and he was the first caller, so he gets the 2 gift cards. Also, Rich from Califon, Mike from Sailorsburg, Tim from Stillwater, and Rich from Glen Gardner, all astute listeners that knew. And they were, you know, you could tell when people are kind of taking a guess or looking it up or something like that, but they knew the answer. So that, we got really astute listeners here, obviously. So we're going to play that for you right now. It's the Rolling Stones with Little Red Rooster.
Thank you. blues for you now.
Thank you.
her day. She went away. She's gone and left me. She's gone to stay. She's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sailing down south of the world. Oh, let's ever watch out this far. I did take Christmas.
And that's Cream from the Royal Albert Hall Concert 2005. And this has been quite a night. Up next is E-Town with Yorma Kalkinen and Joe Purdy.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
The Sherman Theater, located...